One of the huge benefits of this network moving forward is that what's happening in Springfield Township might look a little bit different than what's happening at North Penn. And hearing some of those ideas from the people that are in different districts is just going to help us to be better as a county.
Hello, Montgomery County, and welcome to the OPL podcast with MCIU. My name is Brandon Langer, and I'm the Program Administrator for Instructional Technology within the Office of Professional Learning. And today on the OPL podcast, we are sitting down with one of our project consultants, Carrie Kessler, and a representative that attended our first session of the new Special Educators Network to talk about all the value this can bring to our community. So I'm going to hand it over to Carrie to get us started.
Thank you, Brandon. So I'm Carrie Kessler, project consultant at the Montgomery County Intermediate Unit. And today we're going to talk to Kate Small from the North Penn Area School District. Kate joined us at our inaugural Special Ed Network meeting back in February. So welcome, Kate, and thank you for doing this.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So tell us a little something about yourself or your role at North Penn, Kate.
Sure. So currently I am a learning coach in the district and I support inclusive practices K-12. So I am a special ed teacher by nature, but in my role that I'm currently in, I have the ability to meet with teams across our district and to really support the professional learning of our staff as it relates to inclusive practices K-12. I'm happy to be here today talking about the Special Educators Network.
Thanks, Kate. So what brought you to that first meeting we convened in February?
So I was really excited to join the conversation with this network because one of the things that I have experienced this year in my connections that I made with teachers across the district is just that a lot of teachers, general ed and special ed, are really feeling burnt out. They're feeling frustrated. They're feeling defeated. And of course, that is a direct result of the pandemic that we've been experiencing. So I was hoping to join this conversation to connect with educators across the county and to see if there was opportunities to problem solve any of the barriers that all of us are facing right now. So that was really my original intention for joining the conversation.
So based on your thoughts and what you were sort of hoping to get from the network professionally, what stuck out to you from that first meeting?
I think one of my big takeaways is first and foremost that, you know, everybody is feeling that across the county, but it was just really helpful to be in a space with people who understand what you're going through. So we had a couple of different educators who were joining with a self-contained perspective, right? They're supporting students in a self-contained classroom. And I know that that can oftentimes feel lonely. You feel like you're the only person in your building that's in that specific type of role. So I think it was a really great place to come together and to kind of be able to talk through some problems of practice with people who are in it with you, maybe not same building or the same district, but totally understand what your day-to-day looks like.
I can relate to that too. I'm a former music teacher, and you often find yourself in these spaces where you are the only person. And I love how you kind of highlighted that our feelings are not unique, but the need to take a strategic pause is how I would say it, and collaborate with others who might be in your situation, but not in your building. You know, how often do math teachers get the opportunity to sit and eat lunch and walk next door? And I think of it, I'm from a high school building, you know, that opportunity presented itself far more than my opportunity to get together with other choir or orchestra teachers, you know, from various districts. So I think that this is a terrific opportunity, Carrie, that you, Julie, and Cassie have gotten up and running within the office just for that to happen, giving a space for people to come take that pause together.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's our hope, right? I thought of something when you were talking earlier, is why would you encourage people who, as you said, are burnt out to take the time to come, because it happens from 4 to 5. It's virtual, but you know, we kind of are burnt out, not just in education, but why would you encourage people to come to the network? And the other part was that you did kind of talk about this, but based on what we sort of did at that first network, then what would you hope to continue to be able to get out of the network?
I would say that one of the great benefits of coming to a space like this is really having the opportunity to hear how things are being done in different spaces. So for me, I was kind of coming to this conversation with the lens of being at North Penn. We are a larger district. I have the opportunity in my role to really travel from building to building. I might be in 5 different buildings in a given week and kind of hearing from all different teams about what's working and what's not. So I sort of look at myself in our own district as like the person that kind of can connect people that can maybe collaborate together to work smarter and not harder. And I definitely feel like that will be one of the huge benefits of this network moving forward, is that, you know, what's happening in Springfield Township might look a little bit different than what's happening at North Penn, and hearing some of those ideas from the people that are in different districts is just going to help us to be better as a county. A couple of different teachers brought up really focusing around some of our complex learners and what we can do to best support them. One of the things we started to talk about was how individual case managers create these awesome resources to utilize with their students, but we're not always consistent with sharing them and with kind of talking about what we're seeing that is working with students that have more complex needs. So I think that will be a really great conversation. And I would hope that we can have some strategy sharing and even resource sharing across the people that participate in these conversations.
I think you make a bunch of really nice points. We are sometimes, as educators, Brandon mentioned, and I wouldn't have thought of it this way, in music, being able to talk to peers, because you might be the only peer doing that. You might have other orchestra teachers or other music teachers, but if you're the only choir director, and so we think about that a lot in special ed and being islands unto ourselves. And so having this network to be that support for those resource or strategy sharing. And that will happen at our next meeting. Our first meeting was very much like, let's pull people in. We did a lot of exciting things. Our IU colleagues, Cassie and Julie, they're just fun. They know everything with the technology, kind of get us going on that. But we do plan to break people by topic this time to afford the opportunity to start doing those conversations where we can hone in a little bit more, like how are we working through some of that. So thank you for reiterating some of our focus for that next meeting.
Great. I think it's going to be a really great opportunity. And I know I've been talking to a couple of teachers that I know from across the county and really kind of just promoting this as a place to go to problem solve and to work together and to get some new ideas. So I'm hoping that we have a lot of people that are excited to join in the conversation.
Yes. And as a little plug for Kate, she will be talking to us about House Bill 726, Disability Inclusive Curriculum Bill. Something else that came out of our meeting is, how do we know what's happening at the state or federal level, sometimes with legislation and other things, you know, that come down the pike that we may not know necessarily down at the classroom level. So we appreciate you bringing your expertise to the table. And we'd love that for all of our members of the Special Ed Network to feel comfortable in doing that.
And Carrie, can you just re-hit to just the audience here, in case anyone isn't familiar with this offering, just who's invited to Special Educators Network, who can come join the conversation? Because I think it's a little different. It's not your typical administrators network that we have with some of the IU programs. Can you just hit that real quick?
Any special ed teacher, if you teach complex kiddos, if you're a learning support teacher, an emotional support teacher, MDS, life skills. I think if related service providers like OT, PT, behavior, speech want to jump in, the more the merrier. Again, we want to have an open space that's meaningful and will hone in on some of the issues, topics that people want to discuss. So it is all special ed. Mm-hmm.
Carrie or Kate, anything else you'd like to share before we wrap up today?
I'd just like to say, Kate, thanks for coming on with us and giving us your perspective of our new special ed network. And we're happy to have you with us and to support us at our next meeting. And we hope to see all of you guys out there in virtual land on April 5th from 4 to 5.
Great. Thank you for having me. And I am looking forward to that meeting. So I hope to see many of you there.
Great. Well, thank you both for hopping on today for this quick chat. I think it's just great to get the word out, and we'll continue to push out in the future meetings as well. For anybody that is hearing this podcast for the first time, you can find out more about this Special Educators Network and other information from our Office of Professional Learning at learn.mciu.org. That is our MCIU Learning Network. It's an ever-growing resource of not only special education resources, but other resources as well, spanning topics across education, host this podcast, and other resources as well. So please feel free to check that out. It's open access and all can enjoy. Thank you both for joining me, and we'll see everybody on the next episode.
Thanks, Brandon.